Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Today we're talking about music and arts and sustainable living. I'd like now to welcome Molly Sturgis. She is the director, the artistic director of Little Globe, which is a nonprofit arts organization here in Santa Fe. Welcome.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, you have been working on a quite amazing and profound work called Life Songs. Tell us what this is about.
Sure. Well, aside from being artistic director with Little Globe, I've been an artist in residence with the Opera Outreach and Education Program for about 5 years. And a few years ago, as a result of a large-scale community opera project we did here, I developed a very strong relationship with one of the nursing homes in Santa Fe called Santa Fe Care Center, and particularly in the activities director there named Christine Sandoval. And we wanted to do a project where there would be the opportunity of writing music with people, sometimes one-on-one at their bedsides. And sometimes in nursing homes, people can participate in groups. Sometimes people don't want to. But everybody obviously has something incredible to share and express. And so I just started thinking about how could we make this happen. So that project started last year at Santa Fe Care Center, and this year it expanded to include Amber Care Hospice in Albuquerque and Odyssey Hospice here in Santa Fe. So for the past 8 months, I have been writing music, and Akusha Bastable, another artist in town, has been working with me with people individually, one-on-one in hospice care, and also a very prolific songwriting group over at the Santa Fe Care Center. And they have produced a whole body of songs that are going to be sung this Saturday night at 7 p.m. And it is, you're right, it's quite a profound project.
It's funny, because when you say writing people with music at their bedsides when they're very old, when they're really about to cross over, you'd think that their life creative energy would kind of not be at a real high point.
Yeah, I've actually found it quite different. You know, what I find is that people are in many different places all the time, including right before dying. And, you know, not everybody in this project is an elder. There are some younger people who are at the Santa Fe Care Center for whatever reason and may be there for many years. But one thing I can say for sure is that they're all having experiences that are quite isolated from the public realm. That's one thing that I don't think we actually know all that much about what people who are really so marginalized might be feeling, expressing, thinking. I think a lot of us have ideas about what it might be, but it's actually incredibly diverse.
So tell us about that experience.
Well, I mean, it's always so different. I'll just touch on last year real quickly. Last year we performed the pieces at the Santa Fe Care Center, and the college, a choir from the College of Santa Fe performed the pieces. And there was a woman named Barbara Armstrong, who's passed on now, but Barbara was a data entry clerk most of her life in Chicago, and she's kind of salty person, and every time I'd come in she'd say, "What do you want?" But it was kind of in jest, you know. Right. We developed a relationship, and a lot of this is about just developing a relationship and then kind of figuring out what's the creative medium, what's the entry point that they can start to follow a creative thread in them, because most everybody will say, "I can't do that." Most people on the project haven't been musicians in any kind of professional or sort of standard sense of that, but everybody has incredible expression in them, so it's finding those little points. Anyway, Barbara wrote a piece called The Dark Sea, and the chorus says, "I'm searching for life, I am searching for life in the dark sea." And the whole piece was about the ocean that she had never ever visited.
Oh my goodness.
And it was tender, it was sensual, the waves caress my body. I am so in love with the sound of the sea, and as they come near me in the dark sea. And then there was this kind of last part about this guardian seagull that was calling her. And Barbara, I found her to be an incredible artist. the piece is just beautiful. They're going to perform it again this year. Her whole family was there for the concert, and then she actually passed away the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know if she was just ready to go, or if she was holding on for the concert, or if she felt that she had expressed something. You know, I don't know the parallels.
What a way to go.
What a way to go. And she was really acknowledged and stood up. Well, I don't know if she stood up, but we gave her a big bouquet of flowers and said, and here's the composer. You know, I mean, we always say it's right. A co-composer, but, you know, almost everybody stood up and said, I can't believe I did this. But of course they did. And I'm not simplifying it. They really did. And another woman, Mary, last year wrote a piece called Shadows of the Night, which was more about, oh, my God, how did I end up in this nursing home? And where's my old life? And I want it back.
Right.
And it's a painful piece. It opens with, what caused the fall? I can't remember. Help me get out of here.
Right. Oh, heavens.
And this is a very common sentiment, too, you see, with people who aren't adapting well to giving up their personal lives, you know, to the extent that a nursing home requires of us.
And do you find that they're writing the words and you're writing the music?
No, actually. You'd think that might be the case, but I've been trying to figure out ways for them to participate more in the music making. And actually, you can tell somebody who's kind of musically inclined, I mean, towards the sound frequencies and that kind of thing, by the way that they listen to themselves. And so I bring in a MIDI keyboard, I bring in a guitar, different instruments, and oftentimes people will play something on the keyboard, I'll record it, and then I'll kind of just rephrase it slightly and play it back. And you can start to hear different patterns, and you can talk about what you like and what you didn't like. Or last year, Juanita Durham wrote a piece for Gina Colusi for her best friend from childhood that she loves so much. And the chorus says, you're still here. No, I'm still here. Yes, I think that I am. And you're still there. And I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
And she sang to me kind of the arpeggiated part that she wanted to hear. And I just put that in, and we built the piece from that.
Are people going back to the kinds of tunes or the kinds of rhythms that they knew as children?
No, I wouldn't say necessarily no. I mean, I see some people, no. Actually, I think only some people do that. A few people do that. They sing me songs, or there's a large group of people who will sing kind of religious songs. A lot of people, though, at that time in their lives may not be able to recall childhood songs. Some people will have really strong memories of it, and some people don't. I have found that people kind of know the timbre and the quality that they want. And they kind of start, once we start getting into the piece, they start to really express their opinions about it. And then we have a songwriting group over at Santa Fe Cares, which is called the Bits and Pieces Songwriting Group. And they're just incredibly prolific. They wrote 3 pieces in a month. And they're everything from Madre Querida, which is being sung by this fantastic young opera singer named John Doherty. And it's a prayer song about a mother passing and praying to the Mother Mary to hold, to take care of this mother that's just passed until this son or daughter gets there, and to give her the love that they never could as a child. And it's an a cappella song, and it's so beautiful. You have to bring a handkerchief to this concert.
We're going to have to, like, not cry here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is all happening this Saturday night, April 25th at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe, which is on Barcelona Road. It's a free performance. It's open to everybody. Very much a multi-generational work, both in the artists and, I suppose, the people who are going to come see it tonight. That night.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my big agendas as an artist is to constantly create opportunities for intergenerational work. And Andrea Walters of the Opera, who heads up the whole program that's been developing Life Songs, she's just amazing, because I think she also believes just very strongly in a kind of shared humanity that happens when an intergenerational group is together. There's something about it that just feels right and wonderful. And we do expect the concert to be quite full. I would say, you know, we're not selling tickets, so I would say get there early if you're very determined to come to the
right.
show.
Okay. Well, Molly Sturgis is the artistic director of Little Globe, and she's with the Santa Fe Opera Educational Outreach Program. If people want more information, can they? Should they give you a call or to the opera?
Sure. I would say that they would want to call the opera. I'm sorry, I don't have a number.
The number is 946-2409 in the 505 area code.
Yeah, they'll be able to give out the basic information about the show and
Well, Molly, thank you so much for being with
you.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment talking about more music. Stay tuned to KSFR.